Back on Downtown Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan joining us as always. Hello, sir.
Hello. How are we doing?
Wonderful. How are you on this Tuesday?
I thought you had forgotten about me. I understand. Running a little behind today. That's okay.
It's that chatty Bill Curtis, you know?
It's all right. It's not a problem. Should I shorten my expectations as much as I have lowered my expectations?
in terms of
timing here,
we'll give you some time on the backside.
I'll tell you, I know I'm supposed to talk about apple cider, which of course was our lead-in music there, but I just can't help but really, really laugh for a moment with folks, and I hope you're laughing with me at this. And I know people don't follow what the rest of the world calls football, but what just happened in Europe is hilarious.
Super League. So, never mind.
All the cool kids said, "Hey, what if we decide to be cool kids and do our own club?" And then they announced it, and everybody made such fun of them that all of a sudden they started to melt. It's like that scene in Braveheart where the army lines up, but then this front, over there, they peel off, and those guys over there, they kind of look at you sheepishly and peel off. And of course, in Scotland, sheepishly is an entirely different thing.
Yes.
I love it. Like I'm an observer totally outside of all sports, but really international soccer, football, whatever, has eluded me because of, I never understood it because it's so international and you can play in this thing and you can do this and this and this and this, and this is a friendly and this is not a friendly and what all these things. Whereas I know that when the Giants line up against, the Eagles, I'm rooting for the Giants and I'm hoping that they win, and I can tell you exactly why, which is fun. and it's not just because we don't like them. It's because I can point to rules and say that this will help and this will help. So I think that this is amazing. Like, well, we're also going to throw it. It's like Calvin Ball. Like, we're just going to make up this thing. Hey, how do you, everybody hates it, including the heads of several major countries. How did we not see that coming? Anyway, and I'm there, and then, of course, apparently the news has turned into the Oscars, where it's like, next up, Best Picture. But first, all the other stuff. That's where we're at with the Chauvin trial, by the way.
Right.
Or however they probably pronounce it out in the Midwest, Chauvin. But I love it where, everybody's texting like, the verdict has been reached. The verdict has been handed in. It's like the draft. It's all horrible, folks. Let's talk about cider. Let's talk about something that is ancient and wonderful, and in no way controversial.
Perfect.
I mean, maybe it is.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So this month we talk about cooking with and all this, but one of my favorite things to cook with, and you can do this with the beer bread recipe that we have, is to cook with cider. Cider. Quick hit. Originally, cider, we get the term from the Jewish shikar, which generally, generically meant an alcoholic beverage. Cider is so ancient, we really have no idea where it kind of originated, because there's apples everywhere. But what is for certain is that right now in this country, because of the temperance movement, what you and I think of as cider is a non-alcoholic beverage, which is basically unfiltered apple juice. In most other countries, especially those that have been touched by Her Majesty's grace, the Queen of England and the prior queens and kings of England, it is by definition an alcoholic beverage. If you talk to anybody anywhere else, cider is a boozy drink. It will have different connotations in different countries, and there are different permutations in different countries. But essentially, we are the only country because, as I said, the temperance movement, lo, those many, many years ago at this point, turned it into a term for something that you might want to drink. It got popular in America, you might be interested to know, because, of course, that wonderful Phylloxera louse, when it killed all of the vineyards in Europe where we were getting all our booze, and of course, brandy comes from grapes as well, we quickly discovered the wonders of fermented apple juice and also distilled apple cider, which makes Applejack or Calvados, depending on if you're snooty or not. But essentially, the point is, Americans, during and again, so this is about 150 to 200 years ago, were discovering that fermented apples are a really cool thing. And of course, we have a lot of heirloom varietals now being brought back. So you can sort of get a taste of what our ancestors were imbibing at the time. The style of cider that you're all drinking right now primarily is sort of taken from the French cidre, which is a lower alcohol, slightly sweeter, one might say more palatable everyday style, whereas the British style originally was a little harder and harsher and sometimes had to be tamed down with varying other liquids. But cider is a wonderful cooking component, and that's sort of the thrust of this month typically. Please feel free to throw it in things when you're braising, especially braising a hunk of meat, a pork roast or something in cider. You will be, it's like throwing apples in, right? But it's got its own special flair. The thing to be careful of course, is sterilization. If you're going to buy a local cider, make sure that that person knows everything about cleanliness, because cider can land you in the hospital, as it did for my friend freshman year of high school when he decided to try and make his own hard cider, God bless him. And by the way, that does mean that sulfur dioxide, if you're a sulfite a conscious person, sulfur dioxide is mostly always injected or put in bottlings of cider to prevent re-fermentation and funk, the funk that will mess you up. So these are the things to keep in mind. I'm sure I'm running out of time, but I did want to kind of get all that in. Check out our newsletter. It's the month of Bertani. We're doing the Due Uve this week is our wine of the week. That's the Sauvignon Blanc Pinot Grigio blend. And coming soon, a new tasting notes with the Bangor Symphony. Two of my former colleagues, one from New Jersey and one who I did Bohème with up here, are going to appear on stage with them, and we'll be pairing wines to that. So lots of wonderful things on the horizon. I assume I'm out of time. I can keep blathering if you like.
Mr. Haskell? One minute left. If you have anything else you would like to squeeze in here at the end.
Well, why don't I squeeze in this? Soon, coming up and for the rest of the summer, we're going to be featuring the Perrin wines, P-E-R-R-I-N. God, I can't spell. Of course, they own Chateau de Beaucastel. I have the interview with them coming up soon, and landing soon are their certified organic Nature line. We're going to have their white, their red, and their rosé, and we are going to be featuring specials on these all summer long. So if you're starting to think about, you know, we're going to be vaccinated, yay, my wife got her second shot yesterday, mine is lined up soon, and if you're going to start gathering, hey, you might want to start thinking about good wines to have around the house, so that's something to think about. And I'll talk to you all next week. We'll talk about mead and other stuff.
That sounds wonderful. You have a great week, Eric. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Bye-bye.
Eric Mahan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, Message in the Bottle.